Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit caneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello. Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up to racism and racial injustice in the black and brown community, Big Boy's Neighborhood. Let me tell you straight off, man, it is a pleasure to have this man in the neighborhood, ladies and gentlemen. Veteran, relevant at the same damn time. And there was just an announcement also, bro, that I cannot wait till we fast forward, and we're going to talk about that as well. We got Usher in the neighborhood. Usher, welcome back to the neighborhood.
Good to be. What's up, bro?
Man, what's going on with you, Usher? All bull aside, man, it is a pleasure to see you and talk to you, my man. For real.
Just to be seen. And you know we can hear you, right? Just right. Want to let you know that.
Is that the queen there with you?
Yes.
Yeah, it happens. You know what I'm saying? It happens. And also, man, just real quick, congratulations to you too, Usher. You know
Thank
what I'm saying?
Come here. No? All right.
You know, but you guys are expecting, man, you and the queen, so that's beautiful, bro. You ready to create and just have another life and gotta have someone figure out why everybody coming up to daddy again?
Yeah, man, you know, just when I thought, you know, it was, I'm like, okay, we're doing it again. Here you go.
You know what it is too, Usher? The blessings don't stop. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I've been hoping for a little girl. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, you could probably give me some pointers.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know what? Any pointers I give you now may be a little bit too late. You know what I'm saying? If we come out with another boy, then I'm going to have to give you pointers again. You know what I'm saying? But just off of everything, you know, you probably want to aim to the left just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Usher, real quick, man, you're going to be at our 2020 iHeartRadio Music Festival this year, man. And when we announced this, you know, we're going a little more virtual this year. But when we first announced it and we knew that you were coming aboard, I think it was before the pandemic, because I was in a position where I've seen you perform many times, but it's never been enough. You know what I'm saying? How does Usher feel about doing everything again, bro? You know, we're going to talk about new music, but also just getting on stage, and that's kind of where you live, bro. How good is that for you?
It's a duty, because you're trying to figure out how to make sure you accommodate everybody and everything. You know, there's hit records, and then there's the story that you want to tell.
Right.
There is, you know, the B-sides. There is the guest appearances. All of those things that you got to think about. And, you know, for me, I'm just trying my hardest to tell an immersive story that can kind of walk you through the inspiration of the records. And also to give you maybe something that you didn't see, or maybe something you missed, or something that you've been missing. You know what I'm saying?
Usher, but you've been working on music. You've been working on the album. How close is Usher to giving us a new Usher album?
Days away from releasing a record.
Really? Okay, yeah. But if we're talking days away from releasing a record.
A record, not an entire album.
But a record.
I've been releasing songs here and there.
Yeah. So we got Bad Habits right now.
You got it.
Okay. So with Bad Habits, are we days away from an album coming, or are we just going to get through Bad Habits and then it probably may be something else?
We're going to chop them down one at a time.
Yeah, man.
You know, I can't tell you when it's going to be finished, but I'll tell you that I'm done with it.
Hey, man. Now, Usher, you've been giving us so much insight in your life. You know, you taking us to the clubs, you taking us through relationships, you taking us through wins and heartbreaks and so on and so forth. Now, when I hear Bad Habits, that seemed like that's another one. If it's not for Usher, it's for us. It's for something, you know what I'm saying? And when I hear that, I keep messing up my love life.
Yeah.
Is that Usher, or do we insert ourselves into those lines?
I think, hey, man, look, a hit dog, a holler. If you felt it, then it was something about it.
Hey, Usher, I say the same thing, man. If I threw a rock over a wall and the only dog that's going to bark out is the dog that got hit. So the hit dog hollers, man. What about the new album without hearing it, man? Do we get those Usher, those layers again, man? The same thing that grew, that made us love Usher from the giddy up?
If I could be transparent with you, because I always just tell you the truth, the hardest part is actually reliving all of it as I listen back and try and find the kind of the through line that helps people to be able to connect to it, but also to helps me tell my story of this arrival at this place that I'm at right now. And I'm happier than I've ever been in my life.
Praise God.
And I didn't just get here, you know, without having to go through anything.
Right.
But that journey and being able to explain that journey and find that peace, it starts with this honesty, being able to look yourself in the mirror. So where I'm starting in the story is from a place of honesty. Mm. You know, I love, I'm just bad at it. You know, and these bad habits, you know, they won't escape me because I'm not making the choice. And until I do, will I then begin to start that journey. So I'm taking people back through it, starting with bad habits, bringing you all the way up until the release of the album. Don't have the name yet.
Right.
There's been a lot of names thrown around. There's been a lot of conversation in between these last 2 years of making it. And I will say that working with my core team of producers that I work with my entire career has been a great thing. So all of the things that you're asking for, when you say, yo, we're going to get like that real connection that is honest and also to we can relate to. Yeah, you're going to get all of that. And then some. But bringing you up to this current moment, which I couldn't be more happier. And sometimes in hindsight, you're able to really appreciate all of your life's experiences when you can just say, you know what? I went through all of what I went through in order to be in this better place. And if I can help somebody else through it, then I will. I know it helped me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the beginning of it. Bad habits is just the beginning.
Hey, man, Usher, is it different to release music now? Is there a hesitation when it comes to social media? Because at one point, all you had to worry about was a critic or a magazine. Now everybody got these devices. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's negative on these devices, bro. That's the first thing that come out is negativity.
Believe it or not, things don't stick as long as we think they do.
Right.
And these devices have made life not as relevant from moment to moment.
Yeah.
You're talking about something one day and then tomorrow you're talking about something else. So people don't hold on to things as long. You know what I will say? I'll say that I find the positive in everything that happens in life. Mm-hmm. So it's just more access. And, you know, we live in a time where negative becomes positive. The more people talk, the more people talk. Right. So, and I think that more than anything, people are hurting. So they're attracted to what they are.
Yeah.
So if you're trading that, if you're giving that energy back and forth to each other, it's something that you got to deal with.
Yeah. Yeah, but you don't let that affect the music or the person.
You know, it is affected in a positive way. It has affected the music in a positive way and it's given me a perspective to be able to write from.
How have you been holding up since this whole pandemic, bro? Is it work time or have you had it? It don't look like you put on the quarantine 15. You know what I'm saying? How you been holding up?
Man, I've been good, man.
Yeah.
I put on about 15 and took off.
Oh, okay. There it is there. That's okay. That's why you look like that. All right. Go ahead now. He put on 15, took off 20. Can't say nothing about him. You know what I'm saying? But you've been holding up okay, man.
Man, I've been really good, really healthy. Had a chance to spend some time with my mom, my family, my loved ones. Went back to Chattanooga, Tennessee. Man, I went on a road trip with my girl. We got closer. You know, we went out.
Showing the hell did, huh? Hello. You know what I mean? Showing the hell did.
So we went through Yosemite Park, man, and had this amazing time. And I ain't posted no kind of photos or nothing like that. Yeah. But that was probably by far one of the greatest experiences. Man, if you ever get a chance, right, when you got free time, you got your hiatus, yo, get in the car with your girl and just drive and go somewhere. Look at this beautiful country.
Man.
To be able to drive and talk to your partner and get to know them better and just be able to connect. And also to just see the world around you. Otherwise, you're looking at it through a filter. You're looking at it through other people's filters. But go out there and experience it. Something amazing happens when you get away from the regimen of every day. Just getting up, going to work, or getting up, doing what you got to do, or getting up, being fed by social media and looking at, no, you got to get out, disconnect for a minute, man.
Does that help you as a person and creatively?
It does.
Yeah.
It does. It helps me emotionally, helps me creatively find new ideas, to really think through ideas, to, you know, come up with new strategies of how to approach things, because you're not dealing with real people in different settings. Going from, you know, LA all the way up to Yosemite, dude, I met so many different people. You know, I had conversations with Trump supporters. I had conversations with Biden supporters. I had conversations with people who were just trying to figure out how to manage life in this time, you know, businesses that are going under and they got to figure out how to survive. And it's like, man, you just get this disconnectivity by just being able to disconnect from your norm, you know?
Yeah. Hey, Usher, with everything that is kind of going on in the world, you do need that release, man. And sometimes music is that release, and music just takes you to another place. You know what I'm saying? And so when I heard that, you know, you see that there's new music coming, and there can never be, to me, another Usher. Who's the next Usher? When I hear verses, and no disrespect to any verses names that come up, bro, there is no verses that I could say I want to see Usher verses. Like, there's just some people that I don't want to see in verses. Like, I don't want to see Dr. Dre in verses. You know what I'm saying? People say you and Chris Brown. I don't want to see you, and I don't think I want to see Chris, but I definitely don't want to see you, and I don't want to see y'all together. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if something's going on, but now I see that it is a celebration. But music takes you away from that, you know? And you've been hit up. Have you been hit up to do any of the verses?
There have been some conversation.
Yeah. Man, don't do it.
It's our love to enjoy it, you know? And I've been able to sit back and just look at the fact that where people may have forgotten about music and how special it was.
Yeah.
That's the positive.
Yeah.
What we invade versus. So what Swiss and also too Timbaland have been able to do is reinvigorate careers in a way of relevance. Yeah. Their music will always be relevant, all of the artists. But, you know, just to be able to celebrate with them and celebrate them, whoever's on that platform, is good, man. And that's it.
Yeah, I just saw the ladies do it, man, with Monica and Brandy, record-breaking numbers. And that put me also, Usher, right back into the catalogs. You know what I'm saying? It puts you right back into the catalogs, man. And music has always been that release. It's been that getaway. Not for just the person that records and the person that make the music for us. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But us as consumers. Making the music. And I've built some great memories around Usher. Usher albums, Usher experiences, Usher concerts. I was in Puerto Rico with you. You know what I'm saying? And it's just so great moments. Usher in the neighborhood doing karaoke at 6:30 in the morning with no tea, no coffee, no hot water, and going all the way live with every record that we put on. And I think that we kind of miss that. You know, R&B, if it is R&B, it's taking a different turn. You know, we're not celebrating as much as we used to as far as the women and relationships and so on and so forth. So when you get someone that's an Usher, because we put everything on y'all back, you know what I'm saying? We put everything on your back. Are you ready for what we are demanding and what we are missing?
Brother, I can only do my part. It's really left up to the who support music and who have been supporting these artists for many years.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit c8neighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.
You're a new artist, or you're, you know, a classic legendary artist, or an artist who just found a creative way to a hit record, whatever it is, all of it really comes back to you.
Right.
So what we choose to listen to, what we choose to celebrate, what we choose to dance to, what we choose to feel is really up to all of us. But I'm going to do my part because I love music. I love what it does for people. I love what it's meant to me. And no matter how far I've gone, how many kids I have, how many years I've been in this thing, it always brings me back to my childhood. It brings me back to the most authentic piece of myself. No matter how many movies I do or TV shows or TV, it doesn't matter. Music is my base. It is the thing that grounds me and the thing that connects me to all of my fans and all of the people who have helped me tell this story. So No, I don't. I'm not gonna take on too much pressure. I'm gonna do my part. I'm gonna celebrate each and every person who has their interpretation, even though there's new music. It's really up to all of us. The reason, you know, that I'm celebrating, as I said, you know, the platform that is, you know, Versus, is that it just reminded people it didn't go anywhere.
Right, it's been there.
You just haven't listened to it in some time. So go listen. Go take the time to find, like, go listen to those playlists and find new gems or old gems and remind yourself of what it felt like when you heard it the first time. Or you think back to the videos, you think back to, you know, that moment in your life. For every experience that you have in your life, there is a song to go with it. Rather good or bad, there is a song to go with it.
Hey, Usher, are you putting yourself right now, man? Like, when I hear Usher, you perform well. You know, you dance well, you sing well, you know, you hit your vocals. I just saw pieces of Good Morning America. You know what I'm saying? Like, how important is that for you to continue to show up and show out?
Man, you know, I was just talking to Iz and Ross, Isabella, and we were talking about the importance of what the music is. And we did that very deliberately, like sang a cappella just to remind you of the feeling. It has nothing to do with anything else other than the song, the words, and it reconnected people in a way. You know, I just, for me, man, as long as I have the ability to sing, I'm going to continue to do it. I'm going to offer what I can, and it's really up to you to enjoy it. I got new music coming. I got new visuals coming. I'm going to do my part.
Yeah.
You do yours.
Got to do mine, man. Now, Usher in the Neighborhood, man. Big Boys Neighborhood. We back up in here with Usher. Usher, 2021, Las Vegas residency.
Boy, oh boy.
Usher, let me tell you, bro.
It's going down, bro. Yo, you
ain't. I know it is. I know.
You was just a short flight. It's a short walk.
I know, man.
Just a short walk. Let's go.
Usher, let me tell you, bro. When my queen brought that to me and when I saw that it was official, I was like, because I'm telling you, man, I can watch an Usher concert, a show. I can watch it every day. I already know that I'm going to be at the residency, and I know I'm not going once. You know what I'm saying? I love that you found a spot that you could call home, and we can continue to get there and see Usher. When does that residency start, and where is home plate for the Usher residency?
Home plate is the Coliseum at
Caesars?
Yes.
Oh, man.
First show will be in July next year.
Yes.
The on sale is the 10th, so you got to get them now. But, man, look, I have tried my hardest throughout this time to find, like, benchmark moments.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Broadway. You know what I'm saying? I acted in a movie. I ain't won an Oscar yet. I'm trying to work on it. But I'm just saying. I ain't won a Tony yet, but I'm working on it. Mm-hmm. So, this is a benchmark for me, man, but it's a celebration of music, life, and all of the moments. So I'm going to try and bring all of that experience. I'm going to go back to my early, early days. I'm going to play B-sides. I can't even tell you all of what it is. I'm still even working through the creative, but I put it on sale, and I want people to know that I'm putting my all into creating. I think it's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and it starts in July. Y'all don't want to miss it next year. You know, in a time where, you know, arenas are closed, stadiums are closed, you know, theaters are closed, this is something to look forward to.
Yeah, man.
Experience that I think is perfect for where we are. Like, when I know I can't travel all over the world, I know I can't go, you know, downtown and perform at the arena. This is that lifetime experience. And it gave me the ability to do things that I normally wouldn't have been able to do, because of where it is and how much detail I'm putting into making this show.
Hey, man, and let me tell you, the residency that you're doing, just knowing what you do live, like, yeah. I already know I got to buy my ticket. You know what I'm saying? I'm not waiting. I'm not hoping. I'm not, what is it going to be? Let some other people go first? Like, not at all, bro. Now, that vaccine they talking about, I'll let other people go first. You know what I'm saying? But this damn Usher residency, I ain't letting nobody go first, bro. Like, when you announced that, that was so perfect, man. And we've seen some of the greatest that lock down and do these shows, man. You know what I'm saying? And everybody can't do it. And
be able to do it, man.
Yeah, you know? And I know you're gonna do it right, bro. I know you're going to do it right. The state of R&B right now, Usher, what do you feel about the so-called state of R&B?
The state of R&B has never been in question. As long as you can go back and listen to the classics or listen to the new classics, mm-hmm. you got to find what it is that's relevant to you. Mm-hmm. You know, as much as we may analyze where music is, we all have a responsibility, and that's one person at a time. What you choose to listen to is based off of how you live your life mm-hmm. and where you are. I think that there is a certain aspect that, you know, might need to be evaluated. You know what I'm saying? Live performance is very important. Vocal ability is very important. And, you know, we don't have that, the standard of what it is that I guess I was raised under. Mm. I don't know if we have the same, you know, those same outlets. I went through the Chitlin' circuit, bro. Like I had to, there was none of the things that we had, the techniques, it was just raw.
Right.
So that created the entertainer that I am now 20 years later.
Yeah.
So if you look forward 20 years later from the artists that are putting out music now, who knows what they're going to be? They're going to evolve. They're going to go through things. They're going to find themselves. But, you know, music in itself, R&B music in itself, it's not as strong, I guess, as it's been in the past. You know, in the 90s, it was super duper heavy. You know, 2000, the beginning, it was super heavy. But then hip hop began to really, really take over influence. I was right. a part of it.
Right.
I think we all were part of it. But I think there's something special, unique about R&B music that cannot be duplicated. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, we got to go, maybe we're going to take a little step back and listen to those earlier songs and be inspired by those. I say I'm fortunate to be an inspiration.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I'm still inspired by the earlier R&B records and R&B artists as well.
Hey, Usher, do you ever feel unappreciated?
I appreciate myself. That's
right,
how
right, right. And I mean that's a safe answer. But the question, the reason why I asked the question is because
I think people tend to forget easy because they move on to the next thing and they actually find something new. But when you think about the artists who have really, really bared their soul and offered things that were amazing, you know, are they going to continue to do the same thing in the same way? No, they move and they evolve into other areas, but that don't make them less relevant. Michael Jackson, Prince, Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, all of them, Luther Vandross are just as important as they were the first time I heard them. And every time I play their music, it takes me back to the most important thing that I felt, which right. was, I want to do that.
Yeah,
I want to sound like that. I want to be that great. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know what I love about it too, man? We talking about like the past and the road, you know, and we looking at the rear view mirror, but there's yeah. also so much ahead in the front windshield. And that's yeah. what I'm waiting on from Usher. Like, you already, we looked in the rear view mirror and we know what's back there. But yeah. the windshield is what I'm waiting on, man, with Bad Habits, with the album, with the residency. You know what I'm saying? Like those are the things that I'm waiting on. And I'm telling you, Usher, that's why when you got on today, I just started smiling because I'm waiting for what I know you can do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm waiting for it, man. And I wish you nothing.
I just feel fortunate, bro, yeah. to be able to have all of my classics and be able to create new ones, man.
Yeah, you man. Know? And that residency gonna be a mother. You gonna really look out in the audience. You're gonna be like, Big, you here again? I'm gonna be like, hell yeah, I'm here again. I remember one time, man, I was at a show and I had to work the next morning. And you looked at me, I was like, had to be in the front row or something. And you was like, Big, you ready to go home yet? And I was like, hell no. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, no, keep going. And we got a chance to see you. You're gonna be at our iHeartRadio Music Festival. What do yeah. you have planned for the iHeartRadio Music Festival 2020? We're doing a little with a little twist, but we got Usher.
Yeah, it's going to be, you know, I'm playing my classics.
Yes, sir.
You know, I just it's a different thing, right? So there's like this live connection where all the fans will be able to watch while we're performing. Everything right. else has been like recorded, you know, we put it together and then we service it. Now, this is going to be kind of like that live direct connection with the fans so that they can react the same way they are with the NBA.
Dope. I love they told you that because they ain't told us nothing. You yeah. know what I'm saying? So thank you for giving us the exclusive on how the iHeartRadio Music Festival yeah. is going down.
Hey, look, by the way, I don't even know that it's definitely going to be like that. I just know that you will have some connection to your fans. So I'm like, how does that work? They're right. like,
Well, it's iHeart. It's going to work. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely going to work. You know what I'm saying? Either that or they're going to come up with a cure for the pandemic to get people there. You know, it's definitely iHeart. But, Usher, I want to thank you, bro. I want to thank you for your time. I can't wait to see what's on that next page and the page after and the page after and what the chapter look like, because we nowhere close to a book. You know what I'm saying? Continue to write the story, bro.
Thank you very much, bro. Hey, listen, one last thing, too. I got to tell you that one of my favorite pastimes, and you've heard this from many other people, artists, and is phone tap. Yo, bro, me and my son, we love the phone tap. That's our moment.
Hey, man.
I told you this before.
But you know what, bro? You get people that come up to you and say, hey, man, this song, this brought a space. And you don't listen to it like, oh, yeah, I've heard that before. Every time somebody say it, it's special. So when somebody talk about like a phone tap or meeting me or this, all that is special, bro. And for you and your son to have that moment and I'm not even there, and you know what I'm saying? That's special.
Thank you. It's so important for dads to be able to have those connecting moments with their sons or kids, period. Yeah. But man, we get such joy out of the phone tap, bro. We just die laughing.
Hey, Usher, let me tell you, I found a new lady that's about to be like the star. I found her. She answered the phone. Every time I call her, she has been answering this phone. I haven't played some of the newest ones yet. I'm going to send them to you, bro.
The one where you had to come wash clothes at her house. Is that her?
No, this is another lady, but she's on that same thing. She's almost like the longevity lady, where she's like, you know, longevity. She's like that. I found her. She's going to be my new gem on phone taps, and I'm going to send it to you, bro. I'm going to send it to you. And I'm on the same number. Get at me so I can get it to you. But I thank you, bro. I thank you for this conversation. I'll see you at the iHeartRadio Music Festival this year as well. I'll see you in Vegas next year. You know what I'm saying? And thank you for checking in with us, Usher.
Always keep it funky with the neighborhood, bro.
There
always.
It is, man. And whenever you need some more new dance steps, I got you covered. Ankle and everything unhealed up, man. So I'm ready to get it. That's Usher in the neighborhood. Y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boy's Neighborhood. Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit ca-neighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.